The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemy scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It is July 26th, 2012. It is Thursday, and I didn't forget all of you good guys and girls out there. No way, I did not. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Hey.
Speaking of other people's heads, how about the woman who was the mother to the shooter in Colorado? When she was questioned by the reporters, they made it sound like she said, "Yeah, you've got the right one." She was referring to herself.
Yeah, we shared that yesterday, remember?
I don't remember sharing that yesterday.
Yeah, you're about a day behind, but you're doing good.
I posted it yesterday, but I want to draw your attention to that, folks.
In other words, he's stepping in it.
Do you know that?
Oh, that's stinky in here, dude. Oh, that can't happen. It's Thursday, not Wednesday, Jake.
All right, I'm back.
Catching up. Okay.
I'm back.
Today's
Thursday.
Somebody get that man a Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, please. I've got one in my cooler. Okay, now that I've awakened.
Thank you.
I'm back. Did you know that Florida now will soon have 1 million concealed carry weapons?
Amen.
At the rate that they're going right now, I believe it's going to happen in the next 6 weeks to 2 months to reach a million. Now, with
that
all
civil
the crime...
Civil war should be hitting this country pretty quick, I suppose, huh?
With all that crime going on down in Florida and all those poor innocent victims that are getting shot, why is it that the innocent are arming themselves? Because what the media is attempting to do is not working, folks. Again, you can find these at Sons of Liberty Media, S-O-L Media.
Backfiring. But you got to be careful on the other side of that, too. You got to consider the fact that maybe they do want to arm the citizens so there is a civil war, because there's no question that a civil war is being contrived. There's no doubt about it. No shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
None. Zero,
they're
zero.
Working it. I would think they would be scared, though, of an armed citizenry.
Well, if the people would aim it at the right direction rather than at each other.
That's right.
And knowing those that actually, you know, who's been promulgating, who's been contriving, who's been creating for those that don't know what the word contrive means.
Yep.
this civil war. That's right. I mean, the media is being used to divide and conquer all day long, and the people need to know who the problem is and who's behind the media that's creating the problem.
That's right. In a quick history lesson, the Second Amendment was developed not to protect us from other people. That's why we have armed forces. Right. It was to protect us from our own government.
That's right.
That was why the people needed that.
Amen.
On another note,
that's what those radical terrorists said, those forefathers of ours. Yeah,
you know, you heard the speech this morning.
You know, that's why they always lay for the people that don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's why the media always looks for people that don't know what they're talking about. Then what they do is they try to make mincemeat out of them. Mm-hmm. And then when they make mincemeat out of them, it scares the other people instead of the other people, the people at large doing their homework and their due diligence as to know what the laws are and who we are under the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And to go back and deal with people lawfully and legally and bring forth justice unto righteousness. They just get a feared away, said the man down south.
Fear doesn't happen when you're walking in the light.
And no. Folks,
that's why we walk in the light on the Sons of Liberty. Amen. Speaking of making mincemeat, I just posted a story, and this is on our Facebook as well, also on SOL. Michelle Malkin made mincemeat of this woman on Sean Hannity's show, and you really need to watch this.
Are you talking about Bloomberg?
It was about the Bloomberg
thing. Bloomberg said yesterday that if the cops in New York should basically go on strike and tell the people, give up their guns.
Yeah.
Folks, that is about as telling as it gets. He told on himself. He exposed the whole agenda in that one statement.
Well, and even at the end of it, so they got some liberal lady on there that just doesn't know her head from a hole in the wall on this argument. And Malkin's just going all over her, just dicing her.
Just like you said right prior to going on live here today, Jake, how do you rightly correspond a lie? You can't.
How do you write a lie?
You can't.
Make it right. You can't, because a lie is a lie.
That's right.
And even if it has a little bit of truth, it's still a lie. The truth has not a little bit of lie. There's no such thing as yin-yang in the terms of God or an absolute truth. There's not a little evil in the good. There's not a little good in all the evil.
My point is you can't make truth out of a lie. You can't make a lie make sense. Mm-hmm. What's terrible here is the left knows how to tell a lie better than the right know how to tell the truth.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. But if you watch that video, you'll see the right tearing it up. It was very good.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing, too, is why is it that we never blame the public schools, for example, of what they're indoctrinating our kids?
No, they never talk about the moral issues. No, because then what's required is responsibility on the behalf of the people of the country.
That's right.
That's why we have this president. That's why we have this administration. That's why we have all these problems in our country, because inadvertently or ignorantly, the American people are sitting back, you know, denouncing Obama, but expecting Obama to do, which in a perfect world, in a sense of trusting your leaders. Well, folks, I don't know what country you think you've been given, but you don't just sit back and trust those that serve you, we the people, because if you do, you get an Obama, you get a Keith Ellison, you get a Mayor Bloomberg, you get a Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? This is what's going on, is because the people are waiting for those that are committing the crimes to right themselves, when in fact they won't. You need to right the wrongs by bringing forth the law unto judgment against those that are committing crime against your Constitution, but you already know that.
Mm-hmm.
They're breaking the law.
That's right.
Yeah, and they're demonizing you, friends.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's you. You're at the end of this. It's never the public schools, the gun-grabbing politicians, immoral legislation. They never talk about that. Supreme Court rulings taking God out of public sectors. Hollywood,
the American people allowing those politicians to take away God out of public schools.
And that's never pointed out as an issue to blame for things like this happening.
They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Mm-hmm. Let's put it into perspective here. America needs to take responsibility and deal with these people, because therein lies the problem.
That's right. We need to respond. Power to do it.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, if you want to jump in, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Real quick, America may be facing a constitutional crisis. Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Maricopa County, I'm sorry. Wow, that's a weird one, isn't it? County Arizona has made a startling declaration. President Obama's birth certificate is fraudulent. If true, and I stress if true, then this is the scandal that dwarfs Watergate. In fact, it would be the greatest political scandal in the U.S. history. But, folks, it's starting to come out there. No matter how much they're trying to cover it up right now, it's just coming down to the baser sort that it continues to shoot at Mr. Joe Arpaio,
yeah.
Arpaio, that he's a racist, a southern racist, because he's exposing. This
of
is
course.
Great. But go ahead and share the story real quick, Heather.
Okay, so again, this is a Washington Times reporter, and he said that a fraudulent birth certificate would mean that Mr. Obama is ineligible to serve as commander-in-chief. His presidency would therefore be legally and constitutionally illegitimate. And the consequences, he said, the consequences would shake the country to its very foundations. It would mean that he should immediately be removed from office or impeached.
Yep.
Moreover, every law and executive order passed under his administration, Obamacare, the economic stimulus, the Dodd-Frank financial reform, the government takeover of GM and Chrysler, the granting of amnesty to nearly 1 million illegal immigrants, the National Defense Reauthorization Act, the drone assassination list would be null and void. All of those things would be down. The logic is inexorable. Should the president's legal authority be deemed invalid, then everything resulting from it is also baseless. The Obama presidency would be overturned. Mr. Obama himself would be facing criminal charges and possible jail time for committing fraud. And it says, yet the birth certificate issue.
This is coming out of the Washington Times.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, he's a writer for the Washington
Times. Wow.
In other words, everything
that Obama has implemented would be mm-hmm. eradicated.
Well, this is why, because every bill you just named off, he's the executive of our country. He's in charge of executive powers to instill those things that are brought from Congress. So everything he signed his name on the dotted line on, done.
Not only that, but there are executive orders, too, that he's passed.
Yeah, along with that.
Yep.
But when it goes through the Congress, which Obamacare did, because remember, it wasn't just Obama that masterminded that. It was Congress and Senate both approved. Then it goes to the president's desk to sign it. It does not go into law until the president signs it, because he has the ability to veto it.
Yeah.
Yep, and it also says that that would also repeal more than just the Obama administration. He said it'd bring down the entire liberal regime or unconstitutional.
He is the liberal regime, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Well, look, yeah. He's here to destroy. He's just taking orders to destroy. Yeah, an American-born individual cannot see the price paid for our liberties and do what he does. He's not one of us. Mm-hmm. There's no if. I don't care if he, even if he was born here, which I highly doubt he is. The bottom line is you couldn't do this to your own people.
No,
what he's doing.
And here's some points, too, that he brought up.
He's empowering those people that will destroy. That's why he's using these people as political battering rams.
And that's why they're using him to be the spokesperson.
That's right.
And he also mentioned in the case, he said, like you said, mentioned earlier, that liberals are portraying Arpaio as a southern stereotype, a racist, out-of-control sheriff determined to bring down a black president. And he says that...
Wait. Wasn't it the people of this country that were glad there was a black president coming into power?
Mm-hmm.
See how ridiculous? That is an insult. Them people that keep using the race card, they're giving the American people the finger.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Wait a second. Why are you giving me the finger? We were the ones that voted you in. I didn't, by the way, just for the record. The bottom line is I was happy to see if this man was for real at the time. But, I mean, at length, you know they're frauds. I mean, I think the last president that we really had that was voted in by the American people was Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and you can tell by that.
So. And you can see all this voter fraud coming to the surface now. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's sick. We just found out, where is it, in Kentucky? Mm-hmm. Drug money was being used for voter fraud?
It's right on
Give
Facebook.
Me a break.
Yep.
Here, finish that back point.
Yep. He said, it was, but on this Arpaio point, too, he said that it wasn't even him that brought the case forward, the investigation forward. It was the citizens that asked him to do it. So
that's
he
right.
did it.
That's right.
And he said, many question the president's status as a natural-born citizen.
You could walk down the street and ask the people this.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
they'll say, yeah, I don't think he's from here.
Yeah.
People are talking, folks.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and just to bring back to this sheriff point, the sheriff is the most powerful person in your county. As a matter of fact, they could stop an order directly from the White House. The sheriff's job is literally the president of his county. So it's not just some sheriff with a six shooter that's got a bone to pick.
No.
He's constitutionally swears an oath to uphold the Constitution and represent and protect his county.
He's under attack because he's upholding the Constitution.
Right.
And by the way, the DOJ made the mistake of attacking the wrong guy.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to.
Amen.
No kidding. Okay, so here's some points that show that he's... that are admissions that he's not from America. It says Mr. Obama's grandmother says he was born in Kenya. This is echoed by Obama relatives. Members of the Kenyan parliament have repeatedly claimed that Mr. Obama as their native son.
Hang on a second. Bring up that Michelle Obama piece because Michelle Obama said it as well.
Yep.
Go ahead.
The Kenyan media asserts he was born in Kenya. For nearly 15 years, Mr. Obama's literary agent produced a pamphlet describing him as being, quote, Kenyan-born. In his 2004 race for the U.S. Senate, Wire Stories, including by the Associated Press, frequently referred to Mr. Obama's place of birth as Kenya. And then, as you said, as of late 2009, the Kenyan government sought to build an official monument commemorating the site of Mr. Obama's birth until the State Department ordered the project to be
Oh, guys, don't do
really?
That yet.
You're telling on me, guys. No, wait. It came out of the horse's mouth. I'm sorry. It came out of Michelle's mouth. Here, go ahead. Play this piece.
We've got work to do before we achieve equality in the LGBT community. He's also spoken out against the stigma surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test for the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing to be embarrassed about in getting tested.
Did she say it? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Okay. His home country in Kenya.
She said it.
Yeah. And there's lots of people with AIDS out there.
But as a matter of fact, friends, this is after he became president, not before.
Yeah.
See, people didn't vet him before he came into power.
Or one interview she forgot when he went to Yale.
At best, Mr. Obama's a shameless liar, said this reporter from the Washington Times. At worst, he's a foreign usurper. Sounds like scripture to me.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like both impeachable charges, too, by the way. At best and worst, this man needs to be impeached.
Interesting.
Why
is he so busy ramming these bills through? We have to hurry up. We have to hurry up. Emergency, emergency, emergency.
Yeah.
Well, that's the plea of necessity. The plea of necessity is what?
The plea of tyrants.
That's exactly right.
Tyrants always use it fast.
Got to hurry up.
Emergency.
Yep. Got to ram it through. Mm-hmm. And he's got the right people around him to continuously destroy your country. And let me tell you, friends, destroying is exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Look at the fruit of it. Absolutely.
So,
the fruit is the proof is in the pudding.
Here's another point really quick. I just wanted to jump on another Muslim here besides the president.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's name is Keith Ellison, and I think this is really interesting because there's an email flying around right now. Now, folks, Keith Ellison is the first Muslim, the first traitor to America sworn in and accepted by the ignorant American people in the state of Minnesota. And forgive me, I'm from Minnesota as well, but I had nothing to do with it. I will have everything in the world to do with making sure that this man is not voted in again. He's a criminal. He voted in on a foreign document, not our documents. We recently found out that he's attacking everything that has to do with our military and the Pledge of Allegiance. This may be old news to some, but I'm going to go ahead and give it over to Carrie right now, and she's going to give you the... lowdown. You're supposed to say the lowdown.
Sorry.
How low can you go?
Am I reading the Obama Emanuel thing?
No, no, no. You're kicking off Keith Ellison, remember? Oh, that's Heather. I'm so sorry, guys. Guys, sorry. I got four people in front of me. I got one brain. You know, I'm a drummer. A lot of times people say, how do you do all those things at the same time? It's pretty amazing. Sorry, Carrie. Sorry, Carrie.
Apology accepted.
Okay. Here, Chris Fields, Major United States Marine Corps, retired candidate for Congress, just recently came out on Keith Ellison, declaring that Keith Ellison is militantly an anti-American. Keith Ellison is also the guy that came out against me on the Daily Beast and said people just don't realize how radical Bradley Dean is. No, what Keith Ellison is saying is, listen, we need to stay away from the Bradley Deans because Bradley Dean means what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to get him the wrong way, because if you do, he'll come after you.
Yep.
That's exactly what it comes down to.
Isn't he also the guy that's coming after Michelle Bachmann for exposing some of the Muslim Brotherhood issues around the White House right now?
Yeah.
He likes to attack those people that are effective, doesn't he?
He sure does. But it's actually very foolish, because people are catching on to Mr. Ellison, and they see what he's about and what he stands for. And I just don't think there's any wisdom in what what do I call him?
I know they're king of committing suicide.
It's very foolish what he's doing. But
foolish is a good
let him do what he wants to do. Remember what the Communist Manifesto, one of the planks, declares? Or the mottos? Come on, which one is it? When you attack, if you hit mush, keep going. If you hit steel, retreat. Let him feel the steel, because we're coming back on Keith Ellison in just a minute here.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talking about the first Muslim to swear in to serve the American people in this country. But the problem is he's sworn on the Quran. So he's serving the Muslims in America.
Yeah.
Well, he's acting accordingly.
Sure.
Because
is.
That's exactly playing what he's doing. Right. So let's talk about Mr. Ellison real quick. I like to take shots at Bradley Dean to the Daily Beast, but I would do nothing to call up Bradley Dean, confront him, and ask him for himself as to what exactly you stand for and what you don't stand for. I'm an American. I believe the Bible, and I believe the Constitution of the United States. I believe the oath in which our military takes and those that serve us in this country take to stand against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And you, sir, just happen to be one of those foreign enemies. So let's go for it. Let's see what he has to say. This is the fruit of Mr. Keith Ellison.
Okay, now this is portions of Chris Field's letter, his recent letter that he sent out, just talking about Keith Ellison's history. And it says he's militantly anti-American. He attacked the Pledge of Allegiance, voted countless times to throw our troops serving in harm's way to the wolves, and teamed up with Barney Frank to destroy the banking industry. Not surprisingly, he's the proud co-chairman of the Radical Congressional Progressive Caucus. Congress has become a sea of stubbornness filled with men and women who have lost sight of their purpose to provide leadership. Instead, they've made getting reelected their main priority and neglecting their responsibilities to their constituents.
Yep.
Keith Ellison is the worst offender of all. Ellison has no business advocating for his anti-American agenda in Congress and restore our values to our government. Thank you in advance for your support, he said.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about that is men died overseas fighting this kind of ideology.
That's right.
That you allow in your backyard, America.
Yep.
Just think about that.
It's as stupid as saying, well, you know, they died so that we could burn the flag if we want to. That's about
really?
As stupid as what this
Why don't you
is.
Take the flag that's draped over those brothers and sisters that are coming back from war that ratified the Constitution with their lives? Why don't you go over to their families and take that flag off the top of their coffin and burn it and see how far you go?
That's right. This
how far you get.
Just shows people don't understand what true liberty is. Liberty is only found in the confines of law.
I love that.
Outside of its lawlessness.
I totally love that.
Persecuted.
Okay, now let's get to Mac. Oh,
prosecuted.
Here. Andrea, Missouri, Bradley, and Jake, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I've heard that Obama's a Christian and all this stuff, and, you know, if he was truly a Christian, he would not bash the Bible, first of all, which he has done. He would not quote from the Quran, which he has done multiple times. And he would not say that we are no longer a Christian nation.
Yeah.
First of all. So people need to listen to what he's saying. Listen to his words.
No. We don't need to. No. I disagree with you, Andrea. We don't need to listen to his words. We need to pay attention to his fruit. And his fruit shows just the exact opposite of what his words say. And the bottom line is the man, he's a walking contradiction. Everything he says, he does the opposite. But then again, that's what socialists do.
That's right.
Yeah. So it doesn't get any clearer than that. It really doesn't. Thank you for the call, Andrew. Got to go for the sake of time. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Jake, the letter.
The letter.
The letter.
Today in the paper.
Or do you want to hit Chick-fil-A?
Oh, let's do that first.
You want to do that one first? That way we can get Carrie involved in this whole mess.
Let's get her going.
So, hey, Carrie, why don't you give us the low?
Down.
There you go, sissy. Okay, what's going on with Chick-fil-A or Chick-fil-A, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, as far as I understand it. But most people know that they basically, the CEO, Dan Cathy, made a statement earlier, I believe it was last week or maybe the week before. He said, "We are very much supportive of family, the biblical definition of the family unit. We are a family-owned business, a family-led business, and we are married to our first wives. We give God thanks for that."
Amen. Woo! Amen.
Yes, indeed.
He also shuts his doors on Sunday in commemoration and honoring the Sabbath day. Amen.
Yep, that's right.
Amen.
Okay. Well, okay, so for that.
So he sounds like an American to me.
Sounds like
indeed.
It to me.
Sounds like he's using a little common sense. But who's attacking him?
Well, for that biblical stance and that American patriotic stance, the Boston mayor, Thomas Menino, has urged Chick-fil-A to back out of its plans to locate in Boston. And the Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel, says Chick-fil-A has no place in the city of Chicago. Chick-fil-A's values are not Chicago's values.
Oh.
They are not respectful to our residents, our neighbors, and our family members. If you're going to be a part of the Chicago community, you should reflect Chicago's values, Emanuel said, according to the Chicago Sun-Times.
Slow your roll.
Okay.
Now, I'm looking for the piece of paper that shows us that Mr. Emanuel is a part of a homosexual club in Chicago. Chief of staff, former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, Dead Fish Emanuel, are lifetime members of the gay bathhouse in uptown Chicago, according to informed sources in Chicago's gay community, as well as a veteran political sources in the city. Huh.
So can that be why he doesn't like
the definition
of marriage in the Bible?
I think so.
And rather than
embrace, they do that which is unseemly, and then they wonder why they're subverted and condemned of self. So we have a mayor, but can I just take a step back? Because I thought you'd be all over this, Jake.
Yeah.
That, sir, Mr. Emanuel, is a big no-no. That, sir, Mr. Mayor in Boston, is a big no-no, legally. I don't know if Chick-fil-A or Chick-fil-A realizes the magnitude of the lawsuit that he can bring on both of them individuals. That is huge. A Boston mayor tells him, don't bring Chick-fil-A here. And the mayor out of Chicago, who the stink do they think they are? Now, let me ask you something, friends. Is that an act of a dictator? Is that an act of someone that thinks they are above the American peasants, such as me and you? Who do they think they are? I'll tell you what the law will say what they are. They're busted if Chick-fil-A follows through. And I'm sure what happened is the Boston mayor is now running the other direction 100 miles an hour because I think he realizes now how big of a no-no it is that he just basically brought forth against Chick-fil-A or Phila when he opened his big mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly what they interviewed Alan Westein, a law professor at Cleveland State University, who said it's very problematic and it puts both political leaders in very legal, tricky waters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and good for Chick-fil-A. See what happens, friends? They dig the ditch, and God makes sure that they fall in them because he is the God of David in Jesus' name. And according to what this man is doing, it sounds like the sure mercies of David are upon him as well.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
They fall into the pit that they themselves have dug, and their own wicked counsel will be repaid to their own wicked pates. Amen. What a bunch of fools. But the point is, again, just like Bloomberg, they opened up their big mouth.
They erase all doubt, don't they, of what they're really about. For a mayor to step out on this, and this happened too in Chicago. We have friends.
Are you in Chicago?
Large corporations. Okay. Large corporations that those particular governors and rulers, they don't care about economy. It's all about their opinion and their ideals. Now,
they care more about them being in charge than they care about anything else. It's not even about money anymore. It's about power.
That's right. And you see that at the end of, for example, Mr. Hitler's reign. He didn't care what was going on in his country around him. He was watching movies up in the Eagle's Nest. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And that's what these people will do. They will drag you to the bottom and spit you out.
And 55 million people died brutal deaths because of that one man, and that one man never pulled the trigger.
Yep. So how's
let's go to Boston really quick.
How's it working out?
Isn't Boston the place where the preacher was subject to 40-some years for preaching at a parade? Were the Pink Angels, the radical homosexual group, attacked that preacher? And that supposed government in Boston, correct me if I'm wrong, tormented that man with 40 years of prison. I think it was even more than that. For preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ on the streets during the parade where the Pink Angels were. When in fact the Pink Angels, again, pulled the hair, smacked the face, and they cried the victim. Just think about that. That's out of Boston. Folks, you have serious crime in hierarchy.
That's right.
You have serious crime when you have officials speaking out this way. They are covering up not only themselves, but serious corruption.
That's right.
It's not a game. It really is going on.
And it's a minority of people that have went for the power grab in these situations. You look at the people of Massachusetts would have never swallowed gay marriage. But what does the hierarchy, as you just responded with, what do? They embrace it and jam it down your throat.
Can I ask you something, Jake? Listen to this. Homosexual agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You speak out against it, you're anti-gay. No, we're pro-family.
Got that,
we're
right?
We're pro-life.
Just like Chick-fil-A, right?
You're homophobic. Listen to these stupid, sick words coming out
like
of these mouths.
Arachnophobic?
Yeah, you're homophobic.
Afraid of gays? Is that
what that means? You're a bigot. In other words, you believe what the Word of God says, right? I'm a bigot then. You a bigot?
I'm a bigot on a stick, actually. I've got a picture of it.
You want to be a bigot too, friends out there? Now, let me ask you something. What's the difference between what they're doing and the Muslims are doing?
Nothing.
Because it's either
their tactics.
It is. Convert or else.
Oh, now who's the extremist?
Are you starting to hear this, friends? Convert or else. That's what extremists say. Convert or else. If you don't agree with us, you hate us. What is this president doing constantly?
Mm-hmm.
The race card. What are they doing? I don't know. How many times do I need to clarify this? They accuse you for the things that they're doing. They use the law against the law. I want to come back after this break. Did you want to highlight
something? But they don't, just like you said, they use the law against the law. But this is what America always has to stay figured out. Keep it figured out. They can't own the law. God created the law. And we as the people can enforce our elected leaders to obey the law. They don't. It's not the other way around.
They're only getting away with what they're getting away with because the American people tolerate them.
They can't own God.
Breaking the law.
Right.
They're supposed to enforce the law, not break the law. They're supposed to ensure our rights, not to take them away and give us privileges.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they break the law, guess what? There's a penalty for them. Bigger penalty.
But you're an extremist. Right. Oh, by the way, just a side note, speaking of extremists, we also contacted Ellison's office to ask him to clarify his comments, but he had no response.
He's calling next week? Oh.
No, we called him,
yeah.
But he's one of those kind of guys that tuck tail and run the other direction.
He's
gone. Gotcha.
Busy.
Just wanted to make sure.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who
we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick update on Fast and Furious, because we're not letting it go. Just like we said, we weren't going to let Jerry Sandusky go until there was justice. And we can see with Jerry Sandusky's case right now, friends, that they have to cough up $60 million to the victims. The little boy that was 11 years old that was being sodomized by Jerry Sandusky with the eyewitnesses from the assistant coach. Mm-hmm. He's coming forward now, and he said he wants to make sure that all of the leadership at Penn State is held accountable.
Amen.
And that's exactly what we've been praying for. And outside of that, I also want you guys to keep in mind out there that it's a lot bigger than just Penn State.
That's right.
Keep in mind, there's politicians involved. That's why you have the head of the FBI over there right now. That was the head of the Oklahoma City bombing, Waco, so on and so forth, just to help cover things up. But what they're doing is they're coughing up the right people. They're delivering the people up that they can. But keep in mind, it's a lot bigger. As a matter of fact, just call some folks down in Pennsylvania there. They'll tell you it's a lot bigger than just what you're being told right now. There are certain people in high positions in this country that are part of it, pedophile groups, so on and so forth. It is that big. So let's see how this thing shakes down. The other post-it note that I wanted to give you guys really quick, an update, was Eric Holder in Fast and Furious. We're on day 6 where we've heard nothing as to what's going on with Fast and Furious. Isn't it amazing, friends? He's been charged with contempt by Congress. And you've heard nothing about the Attorney General of the United States. The president steps in and all of a sudden you don't hear about Eric Holder anymore. Wow. Don't let it go, friends. Go for it, Jake.
And I feel when we do hear about it again, you're going to hear that this man, because what he's facing right now is the House attorneys are all working on this
case.
You
talked to Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America today. Yeah.
That's right. They're all working on this case. They are going to see it through. At least Mr. Issa is. I'm not saying anything for Speaker
the American
Boehner
people need to not let
else.
This go.
That's right.
Yes, pour gas on this, friends.
And we have a gentleman who is not going to let it go, and that's Representative Issa. The House attorneys are working on the complaint right now to file in civil court. They'll probably also file in federal. Federal court is probably going to take at least a year before that gets heard. But in civil court, it could be as soon as a couple of months. And what's going to happen is the civil court, when they rule, as the House has already found him in contempt, they'll rule that he give up the documents. Larry Pratt's prediction is that he's probably not going to give up the documents, because if he does, then he'll spend multiple lifetimes in jail. So he's going to dig his heels in.
He's only got one, though. I mean, it's not like there's a second hell or something, right?
That's true. Yeah. One lifetime here.
Yeah.
I guess, boy, you took my phrase.
Well, it says in Proverbs 19:9, what? A false witness shall perish.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's perishing right now,
folks.
And
he that speaketh lies shall perish.
That's right. And it doesn't need to – it's not just for the afterlife. It's for right now.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff needs to perish. If he says no to the court and gives the finger to them like he did to Congress already and the American people and the family
who's
of
given,
the son,
that authority to do that?
That's right.
Yeah.
Then he goes to jail for, most likely, a couple months. Now, we've already made history. He's been held in contempt. This guy's a history maker, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. He's going down in history.
Infamy.
He's going down in history.
That's right.
Yeah.
Infamy. So that's what's happening
now. But what they'll probably try to do is make a little statue of him in Washington, D.C.
As a martyr?
Sid the Sloth.
Sid.
Yeah.
You know, I think Sid's making a lot more money than he is right now in the box office.
Okay.
I think way more people like Sid. I never saw Sid drug run.
Anyways, that's true. Or put guns into the hands of
criminals,
foreign countries to assault his own country.
It seemed to me he was always trying to save the innocent man.
Right.
Stand up for
Isn't that interesting? Just, we talked about that yesterday. But look at the parallel between Fast and Furious and what just took place in Aurora, Illinois.
Yeah. But don't point the finger at officials.
Don't ask
that
too many questions.
Guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you did that, well, then.
Yeah, there's no question James Holmes is guilty.
Yeah.
But who is he with in that movie theater? Mm-hmm. Those are the questions people want answered.
And why in America?
Aurora, Colorado. I'm sorry. Why do I keep saying that? Why do I keep saying Aurora, Illinois? Thank
you. Aurora, Colorado.
Thank you. Always someone there to help me look a little bit better, right? Make my light shine a little
bit
brighter.
That's what we're here for. We're here for it.
Aurora, Illinois is what I said, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Now we're going to have to rewind the tape again.
Jake, we got Friday tomorrow.
It's true.
Let's hold off until tomorrow.
Okay.
On the next topic, because I think it's that good.
Yeah.
It's great. Should I give the people a little heads up as to what it entails?
Let's go, because you're going to want to tune in tomorrow to hear all about it. In fullness.
Boy. There's a civil rights organization or group out there that labels them that protest baby murders and homosexuals as hateful groups.
Civil rights, huh?
Civil rights.
So the rights for Christians to have freedom of religion, to believe in the Bible, and the rights for a mother.
God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Homosexuality is an abomination.
That's a civil right now to kill a baby.
No, no, no. What they're doing is they're labeling people haters if you stand up for babies in the wombs. Just think it, folks. Same mindset as what we've been talking about all day on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Same mindset of those. They incriminate anybody that doesn't agree with killing babies in the womb and accepting homosexuality. Wait a second. My objective has always been my objective. Get your stinking hands off my generation. Get your hands off innocent children and the baby. Let's start to educate our children that prevention is better than cure. And who teaches us that? God.
That's
God
right.
gives his law because he loves, not because he hates.
And if you're Satan in the Garden of Eden, you want to condemn God. So you say to Eve,
hath God said.
God's really trying to keep you away from fun. Don't you know that? I mean, he's telling you not to eat of that fruit. What's wrong with that God anyways? And hey, when you eat that fruit, you're going to really like it.
Yeah, well, they're in agreement with him.
That's right. So condemn God.
Demonize anybody that... This is the mentality of Southern Poverty Law Center, friends.
Oh, you said their name. You gave them.
I didn't let the cat out of the bag yet.
That's
because
true.
It's good because it involves us. We said we're newsmakers.
Mm-hmm. Most people
not on purpose. That's what truth does, by the way. That's what Christians do.
Most people are probably saying, "What is Southern Poverty Law Center? I've never heard of."
Does anybody understand who the Southern Poverty Law Center is? Because the founder is lawyer Morris Dees, who in 1961 earned money by doing legal work for the Ku Klux Klan.
Civil rights group.
Backing up people that were lynching black folks.
But this Ku Klux...
Tormenting black folks, harassing black folks, raping black women.
An arm of the Democratic Party to boot.
Now he's labeling anybody that stands up against them that kill babies and against those that violate our children as hate groups.
Well, it makes sense because, see, then back in the day, he must have thought the Ku Klux Klan was a civil rights group because he's claiming to be a civil rights group.
Do you not see that the Planned Parenthood and the homosexual radicals?
The Ku Klux Klan did.
Exactly. They act in the same manner. Yeah. As a matter of fact, didn't you hear Dan Savage when he was attacking all those kids at the public school and attacking the Bible?
Yeah.
Don't you remember what he said after he did that? One of his comments, he wasn't talking about sodomizing Rick Santorum or, you know, Michelle Bachmann.
That's a civil right, I guess.
I guess. Right? Remember what he said of his political opponents? He said that I would like to see his political opponents, said Dan Savage, dragged behind a truck until there was nothing left on the rope. Isn't that what they did to the black people, James Byrd, which was the very one? As a matter of fact, it was actually birthed out of James Byrd's murder, hate crimes. Isn't that what Dan Savage just said, the exact same thing?
He wants to perform some hate crimes.
Well, he just told on himself then because he's in agreement with them that actually drug James Byrd behind the truck until there was nothing left but rope.
Yeah.
He said the exact same thing as those that criminalized James Byrd. But yet they decry victims of hate when he was in so many words in the front seat with those three men that killed James Byrd. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Totally.
Did you get that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because yesterday you did this to me. I want to make sure you got it.
I was thinking
explain
of other things.
Explain to me what I'm saying.
Well, the reason that hate crime came about is because James Byrd got drugged behind a truck. He was a black man.
A black man, yep.
Got drugged behind a truck by a rope.
Yep.
So now
Dan Savage, a homosexual radical,
who's, you know, he wants to back
belongs
back
in jail, no
absolutely
question about it. Yep.
Flamboyant homosexual, stand
handpicked
for homosexual
by Obama.
Rights,
yep.
Wants to teach children about anti-bullying.
Yep.
Mr.
Which
Obama,
is the affirmation of the homosexual
Obama
lifestyle, GLSEN. Yep.
So now he's saying, because I'm so sick of being bullied, I would like to, and it was in an election, one of his political opponents that he was helping the campaign of another, said he'd like to see him drug behind a truck.
Yeah.
Until all there was left is. In other words, he wanted to perform a hate crime because out of his mouth.
Do you understand what I
was
saying?
Started.
That Dan Savage might have been in the truck when they were actually dragging James Byrd.
That's right. Yeah. And then, so he was the one in the truck doing the
hate
crime.
But wait a second. The radical homosexuals are the ones crying victim.
That's right.
Wait a second. But you got the Southern Poverty Law Center going around calling people haters if you protect your kids from the radical homosexuals and from them that abort, murder babies in the womb. God said. See, now who's God? They want to put themselves in the position of God. That's just exactly what you said earlier.
Yeah.
They're God now, and God is not. You see how that works? They push God out of the way, then they become the new gods. Isaiah 14, they ascend their throne. But let me tell you something.
He cast them down.
He did. He did. He did, sir.
Read history.
As lightning
it
struck.
It don't work.
It doesn't.
How are you going to dethrone God?
But I don't know. I don't want to know.
You can't.
He's a just and a holy God.
Right.
He's perfect. He's holy. I love that about him.
He stands up for his kids.
He totally does. And the bottom line is people want to create a God to suit their sins. I don't want a God like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they all think they're going to heaven.
Oh, of course.
I'm trying to figure out which one that is and what Bible they're reading.
Heaven with flames.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.